You are standing in front of an altar triptych which depicts scenes from Heinrich von Kleist's drama Käthchen of Heilbronn. According to the subtitle, it is a knight's tale, a characterization that already points toward the Romantic era. The play was written around 1800, a time in which binary gender roles became more solidified. The idea was that subservient women had a softer, emphatic, naturally feeling side to men, while men were supposed to add strength, pragmatism, and order to the relationship. Thus, men and women were supposed to complete one another. In Käthchen of Heilbronn, a girl called Käthchen falls in love with a count, whom she follows everywhere, despite the wishes of her father. Throughout the course of the play, the audience learns that her actions are based on a vision that she had in which the count was revealed to her as her future husband. It later turns out that the count had that very same vision. In the play's climax, Käthchen runs into a burning castle to save an item belonging to the count's fiancé and uncovers a conspiracy against the count. In the final act, her dedication culminates in a marriage between the count and herself. At first glance, a very romantic plot. This very devotion of Käthchen towards the count has been captured in the images in front of you. The center of the altar triptych shows Käthchen devoutly standing beside her future husband, all in white, an image of tenderness, servitude, and female subordination. The images suggest a passive title character. But are things that simple? One way to see her is as a young girl, enchanted by love, fixated on a man, enduring his tempers and following him wherever he goes. From this perspective, we see her obeying the count, even if it means disobeying her father in front of a tribunal. We see her inconstancy when she decides to join a convent midway through the plot instead of living near the count. We can also argue that she's merely an instrument used by the count to defy the conspiracy against him. Yet it is also possible to view her as a more active heroine, who acts on her own accord, who defies a system which accuses her lover of black magic and thereby also defending the originality and truthfulness of her own feelings. She makes no compromises. When she cannot be with a count, she chooses to live in solitude. Consider in detail the image which depicts her wedding with the count. What you see in the picture is a passive woman. The text might suggest that as well. When finally asked if she wants to marry the count, she becomes unconscious. Looking at it from another perspective, though, you could say that she defies the end of the drama. Rather than giving her answer right away, she makes the count wait. Her agency in her relationship with the count can also be looked at from different perspectives in the scene depicted in the upper picture on the right-hand side of the altar. In seemingly blind servitude, she runs into the fire to save an item just to please the count. Yet, it is the count's conspiring fiancé, not the count himself, who asks her to go into the fire. He, instead, pleads with her not to go. But with her vision in mind, she is determined to act for him while he hesitates. In the end, a divide remains between the image of the ideal woman of the 18th century and the actual agency granted to or assumed by the heroine. At first glance, considering only these tableau scenes on the altar, the case seems clear. Käthchen is a feminine addition to the strong, masculine count. But looking at the actions between these scenes, Käthchen takes on male attributes as well. She is determined, she is strong, and she is brave. She acts on her conviction and achieves her own goals. But, as we have said before, the play allows for different perspective on its title character. So, why not take a look yourself?